You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Lamar Peterson. Lamar, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Brainerd.
Lamar, we're talking about your show, of course, at Frederick's Freiser. It's running through November 8th of this year, a few more days. It's called The View from Outside. And maybe we should start with a title, right? Because this is a big aspect of this show. There's interiors in here. There's a number of different kinds of work. But The View from Outside seems to be speaking to something else, right? And there are, like, portraits in here. There are things that don't have, a direct link to outside. But what does that mean to you, the view from outside?
Yep. The show closes on Saturday. The work kind of started out of the current body of work started out of the murder of George Floyd. I live about a mile away from Cup Foods, where he was murdered, and at the same time we had the pandemic. So I was really thinking about at that time what gave me solace, and there's so much stress, a lot of upheaval in the world, and especially in our community here. And I really wanted to think about things that kind of gave me moments of self-care, and at the time and still to this day, gardening has been something that I really enjoy doing for myself, just for my own mental health, and I also think it's a creative outlet as well. So I started making these drawings about black men kind of enjoying being in nature and gardening and being at home, and so the work in this current show is about the domestic life and being at home and just enjoying the little things, things that I often, or maybe we all do, take for granted, just being in your own home and cooking yourself a meal, or cleaning your own house, being outside in your yard and gardening. So flowers and gardening and, for me are ways of just, again, taking care of my own self.
I like that so much. Yeah, that's so, I mean, it's an interesting pairing too. You're talking about, a murder, a political upheaval, and at the same time, a place of total peace, which is so difficult in a way to bring together, right? In very difficult times, in explosive and cool times, the garden is really what you're talking about, right? As a kind of Eden or solace.
I mean,
it's almost a political, if I'm not pushing that too much, way of working. Like, I'm thinking of Monet doing those lilies. So these are my war paintings, because people were asking him, what are you doing? There's a war going on.
Right.
That's it. Do you see it that way? Is that almost a comment or a relationship to the murder of George Floyd, like you said, but also but other things happening in the world?
Yeah, totally. Again, I was thinking, Matisse also, through really hard, challenging times, he was making, his odalisque and painting patterns and flowers and trying to focus on the positive. So I think I've been trying to attempt to do that myself. But still, the outside world is reflected in the work. The figures in the paintings are smiling, and there seems to be joy there or happiness. But there's also, below the surface, something else too. And I hope the viewer can pick up on that too. They do live in reality. The figures do live in reality that we all are living, experiencing at this moment.
And are other works like that? I mean, of course, the one that, I was thinking of as we were talking is The Proud Gardener, which is, this kind of almost like the whole world is a garden. And that was closer to the pandemic or in the pandemic. Some recent work on paper, Exhilarated and Fretful, is a very different direction, right? I mean, this feels... a little bit of what you were just saying at the end there, that there's quite a bit happening under the surface as well.
Right, yeah. I didn't want to really ignore the outside world either. And I think it slips into my own life when I'm trying to be positive or enjoying, whatever it is I'm doing outside or whatever in life. I'm still aware of the news and what's happening in the world, and that still creeps into my psyche, so just like everyone else. So I think, I wanted some paintings to be the reflection of that, where in the warrior, he's. Again, we have experience that we probably all share, where you can't sleep at night, and you don't sleep through the night at all, and you wake up, and it's time to go to work, and you've been staying up, having that voice in your head, and things you have to do, and stresses of the world, and it's just keeping you up at night, and that's basically what that painting is about. But there's an aspect of the voyeur as well. The viewer is like able to peer in and see this scene, because he's in this house. He's surrounded by the
You're
home on
talking
the
about
outside.
exhilarated. You're talking about exhilarated or
Oh,
fretful?
no, the warrior,
Oh, the
the
warrior,
lucid.
the warrior.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's in a bed, and you see a window behind him. The sun's coming up. But
Right. He's
he's
worrying.
like,
He's
yeah,
waking up worrying. All right. Is how.
absolutely. Yeah, but I'm sure, many people can relate to that, so yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I sure can. And so there are these kind of domestic scenes, but then there's also, as you were saying, I mean, I guess that is a domestic scene, but exhilarated. So these two, exhilarated and fretful, these are quite different than worried, right? It's a different a different approach, a
Sure,
different
yeah.
portrait, like a very kind of deep psychological portrait.
Yeah, those are collages. They've been an ongoing series I've done for probably 8 years now, or even longer. I can't remember. I think the first one's in 2025. Anyway, basically there's a painted portrait, and then on top of that there's collage detritus and like pieces of paper, stickers. I mean, I collect things, I pick up on the ground, or if I'm teaching, I find an interesting piece of paper or something that's in the trash. I'll collect it and throw it in a box, and then that material becomes the face, the portrait itself. And I call them the scrambled face portraits because they are scrambled. There's movement involved, and you can maybe see a face, and you may not be able to see a face depending on where you are and where you're looking at the piece, how close you are or how far you are away you are. So, they're again, a reflection of two emotions, the happy and then also the sad, and emotions that I go through several times a day,
It's a very different type of work, though, right? As opposed to the other canvases in here, the subjects you've been talking about, like the warrior or the proud gardener, those two exhilarated. I mean, to speak just to exhilarated, which is also kind of an ironic term, right? It feels that there's more pain in there, or that's my view. That's my reading of it. But it feels like something there is much more complex. I mean, worries are complex, but this feels like something else is happening. Like it's a different way of you speaking, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, exhilarated being very happy, right? In a very intense emotion. And then obviously the opposite of that is the other collage. So, I guess, again, kind of thinking about those two
Fretful, right? The other one
emotions.
is fretful, like worried, yeah.
Thanks for reminding me. I always forget my own titles. But yeah, the emotions that, in the last 3 years, I think the show itself is a reflection of my life in the last 3 years, so depending on the day or the week, maybe I was like more melancholy or down, and I made fretful, and then more happy and positive, exhilarated. So the work itself, are sometimes pseudo self-portraits. They've kind of about me and my life, and then others. I'm starting to think about other black men as well, and not necessarily just only making self-portraiture.
So tell me about that other black men. As you're thinking about that, in what context? You mean like George Floyd? You've been thinking about, other black men in that context for a while, but did you mean a different way?
Yeah, a different way, and like a physicality of the figures, and not necessarily. I mean, generally they do kind of somewhat look like me. and I'm trying to kind of branch out and, you know, and paint different black men and be influenced by. I often source images online anyway, but then somehow through the making, they often look like my face. So, and I'm getting older too, and I think there's a lot of senior men in there as well. You know, I mean, my dad passed away recently, and I think he's popping up in there too, and I'm getting a lot of gray myself. So, you know, the figures are changing basically, and you know, I want them to be more a representation of different bodies and faces than they have been in the past.
Let's talk about that more. These different bodies and faces. Your father and my condolences there also. It sounds like you're talking about aging and dying. Those kind of faces, or is that
Yeah.
not quite it? Yeah.
No, totally. I've been thinking about aging and dying a lot. I just turned 50, and my dad died of cancer, and prostate cancer. And you know, this is something that you know, I've been has weighed heavily on me since he passed, and thinking about my own mortality and you know all that. And you know, and aging as a black man in this country, and you know, all that's in there. I think all that's in this show and in this work, and you know, I think moving forward will be there as well.
Because aging itself, I mean, you said aging as a black man in this country, means what exactly? Like, there's a political dimension to that, really, right? That we don't often talk about. We talk about, you know, murders and injustice, but there's also, I mean, I'm aging as well, right? And there's a certain kinds of humiliations that come with AIDS, right? It's certain kinds of
Yeah.
pains that you can't talk about or whatever.
I think
How
if they're
do you
definitely.
see that? Yeah, because you talked specifically about, like, right, the black man aging in this culture.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's a political aspect because, you know, opportunities for health care, you know, diet and stress and all that it contributes to ailments and, you know, as you get older, and that's something that definitely, you know, I think about, and I think a lot of black men my age think about as well. I want to be around. I don't want to die early, and I just want to take care of myself and try to be healthy and eat right and do all the things I'm supposed to do. But also, you know, sometimes things are out of my control as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's things. Of course, mortality is unfortunately seems to be out of our control. But also something political, right? You're saying there's different aspects to aging, right? There's the physicality of it, and then there's also the cultural perception, how we're, you know, as you were saying, as a black man, you know, what does it mean to age? What's the right way to age, right? What's the encouraged way to age? You know, as a black woman, as a white woman, you know, there's different ways of aging, right? I mean, maybe I'm getting too kind of specific there, but is that something also you're talking about specifically when you talk about aging, like cultural critique here on what's being encouraged or not allowed or forbidden?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that was necessarily work. I'm saying more as you know, like an issue of healthcare, like I mentioned. Like a lot of African Americans don't have access to the appropriate and proper healthcare that a Caucasian or white person would have, you know. So that is all important, and then that, you know, that's something that's often not discussed in the broader sense, but you know. African American families definitely know it, and they talk about it and discuss it. So that's I guess what I meant more, you know. Overall, the work, you know, like I said, I make stuff, and I don't necessarily understand it myself. You know, it takes time, and then you know, I look back on paintings I did 10 years ago, and I go, oh, okay, I get that. But I have noticed that the paintings, the figures are getting older and they're getting bigger. You know, they're aging and you know, gaining weight and all the stuff that I'm doing in my own life. So, and it's kind of interesting to me. And you know, I just noticed that myself recently that I'm a lot more, you know, gray-haired men are showing up in some of the paintings.
And a sign of the times, so to speak.
Yeah.
And to talk about process, how are these made? I mean, you talked a little bit about exactly how the collage came together, through finding things, but whether you want to talk about that process and or
Sure.
also drawing and painting, how do they begin? Is it with a narrative or an idea or something else?
Yeah, it generally starts with an idea. Drawing is huge for my practice. I do a lot of drawing. And I mean, they can be a wide range of drawings, thumbnail sketches or contour line drawings or more, worked out watercolor works on paper, and then from there, I kind of think about, how to scale them up, if they're going to be larger on canvas or if they're just going to exist as a drawing on paper, these new drawings, I was trying to kind of be more consistent, I guess, with this body of work and kind of dive deeper with each motif a little bit, because there's this figure standing in flowers, they're like stacked or almost like rows of flowers. But also thought of them as walls too, like protective walls around the figures too. Because I think, overall the work is about sanctuary and having that safe space that we generally all do make with our create with our own homes. That is our safe space, our private space, a place that we can be with our family and be happy or try to be happy. The homes, the houses, the flowers, all that is that safety for these men.
Lamar, it's been such a pleasure talking to you about this work, and hearing your thoughts on it. I want to encourage viewers to follow the links in here to learn more about it. If you can see the show before it closes on Saturday, please do. Lamar, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been really, really a pleasure.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.